It is 20 to 1 and I'm walking back from the office after quite a long evening shift. Subbing the paper, the EDP, for Saturday morning after the England game. There was a bit in the Slovenia report, which I believe in writing, saying that their goal, one of their two goals against the USA, was scored by a guy who has been signed by Liverpool. And I think that goal, or the other goal, was set up by someone who has been bought by Birmingham. So I'm sure that kind of little window into how the Premier League works and is structured has no bearing at all in the fact that England was so woeful and so terribly short of quality. Well, against the USA, and then more so tonight. I cannot think, and I think you'd be hard-pressed to find, a more insipid performance in a major championships from England. They were so lacking in quality, drive, and any noticeable passion. It was bizarre. And while I'm sure Wayne Rooney was fairly annoyed, and clearly annoyed enough to complained to the camera that everyone was booing them off, that seemed to have a complete disregard for how rubbish they were, in all honesty. And you have to look at the fact that whether they qualify for the knockout stages or not, I think is irrelevant, because you're possibly looking at a lack of form. There are players there who aren't playing as well as they can, clearly, but it's more than that. You know, it's just a matter of time before they disappear from the World Cup. They've added nothing to the tournament so far. The two games have been atrocious, and that's it. There's little else to say. Not personally surprised. I put in my blog a few times leading up to the World Cup how the squad of players on offer were completely uninspiring. I think Wayne Rooney is the only world-class player, and you have to look at it realistically. The guy is not in the same form he was in March. He's so far off it, it's unreal. And he's been injured. And at what point we decided that Gareth Barry being fit was in some way going to ensure England reach the heights. And I don't remember where that suddenly became a realistic idea. And there you go. I mean, I was working at the same time as the game tonight, and thought I might find it difficult to get my work done. And I think in the end it was difficult to find the willingness to watch the television. I should probably leave the last word to be on Emil Heskey, who continues to show why picking a goals a striker, not only in your squad but in your starting 11, who hasn't scored since February, is a joke, and will forever be the same until Fabio Capello makes some proper decisions ahead of the Slovenia game, which could very well be the last game of England's World Cup.